It's Thursday. That means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Sean Sullivan's in studio, and Captain Bobby's on the phone.
Yeah, it's one of those harbingers of the weekend to come. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, our buddy, Captain Bobby Averscato from A-Team Fishing. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we've got Easter coming up on Sunday. We talk about harbingers out there in the world of inshore fishing. Easter, something that moves around on the calendar, but tax day doesn't, Bobby, and people always say...
Isn't that funny how we talk about that? You know, the tax day, it's like the fish know about it or something, but that is a kind of a funny number right in there. You know, and you know what else falls on right around tax day this particular April, which moves around quite a bit, is that full moon, too.
Aha.
So, yeah, how about that, man? So,
what about a full moon? If people haven't listened to you for the decades talking about this, why is a full moon important?
Well, for some reason, known only to the speckled trout, is they tend to gather about 3 days either side of the moon. They start gathering up in these peak spawn. They spawn a lot, but they get on a peak spawn around the full moon. And when they do that, they're in big groups. They're very aggressive, and that's partly, I personally think, because of competitiveness. But the gist of the whole thing is when they start gathering up like this, they get really aggressive. Both the males, the big schools of smaller males, and then the bigger females that are in those schools. So it's a great time of the year because the fish are biting to have an opportunity to catch a big fish. The other thing is, too, when they're in this part of the spawn here, which is when the water temperatures are, you know, upper 60s right now where it is, like I said, that's when those big females are really laden with the roe. And so you got the opportunity to catch a real heavy fish, too. So some of the bigger fish of the year are caught around the April, May, and maybe June full moon just because they're so heavy. You know, you can catch this same 26-inch fish back in September, October, probably weigh a pound or a pound and a half less than it does right now.
Yeah, if you're looking for that weight on the digital scale and a great time to catch them, take a picture, in my opinion, let them go when they're doing their mama duties. What about where you're catching them? And don't tell me in the mouth, Bobby.
No,
I mean, what areas is this
that's
happening?
That's kind of gotten a little trite, I think. Yeah. Not quite as general as that, mostly shallow water. How about that?
Okay.
But no, actually, one of the other things I was thinking about when we were just talking about the spawning activity, the other thing they do in the water temperature and the range it's at right now is they stay active in that shallow water. Not that it's not fun to catch them in deep water, but to me, they're easier to catch in shallow water because you're only dealing with, you know, two dimensions mm-hmm. instead of three. And when they're up in that shallow water, they're even more aggressive because they're up there to feed. It's a place for them to feed. So when they're up there doing that, they're feeding. So that's another thing that happens. So I spend a lot of time fishing over shallow shell or shallow grass. Hard bottom is another thing they like to spawn over. So if you can find those conditions, you know, obviously with some bait, too, that's where those fish are going to be. You know, the baits of choice, we had a really good morning on top water the other day. Baits of choice, great right at daybreak or a day like today where you have this cloud cover. It's a great lure to throw, but you're never going to go wrong throwing a popping cork, at least, if nothing else, just to search for the fish.
Well said.
And those things will really make them bite. I can't wait. I want to tell you, we don't have time today, but I had an opportunity to take some Crystal Hightower, which is a cool, cool lady, fishing yesterday on a deal, and she opened my eyes to some things about trout fishing that I just didn't even know, and I thought I knew everything about trout. So we'll talk about that sometime on a future show. Really eye-opening stuff.
I got you booked for that for sure. Tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got both ways to contact us, which is our email and our phone number, which is 251-661-7696. You can hit us both ways. If you've got a mobile device, you just touch one button. You can do either one. I just think that is the coolest thing, man. To be able to just touch a button and make a phone call.
I love it. Captain Bobby, we'll talk next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do.